Yo, Javon here with legend. I won't even say West Coast legend. We're just going to say legend in the world of rap, hip-hop, is the one and only Sebo, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm all right.
Good to talk to you again, man. I wanted to just kind of start off the conversation and ask you, you know, I told a couple of my partners that I was going to be talking to you, and they said, man, they started listing all of your older stuff, you know, when you talk about Gas Chamber and all Until the Casket Drops and all those things. And I wanted to ask you, when the first time that you ever like sold a CD, the first time you ever like sold out a show or started getting hit up for features, I want to talk about that feeling, man. I mean, talk about how from back then and kind of take it up to a little bit in terms of now. Talk about that feeling of your music and everything being appreciated.
Man, you know, it was a great feeling. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, it was good that I was accepted, you know what I'm saying, as a new artist with new good music, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was a trip because, you know, I would go to different cities. And as soon as I would get to the city, man, I mean, all the cars riding down the street would be playing my music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, that's just like, man, you know, it's put me in a position where I dream to be, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Is it along the way when you think about, so oftentimes when you're trying to make a dream come true, sometimes there are stumbling blocks, given the type of music that you do, more obviously hardcore, more reality rap. Do you ever find that you're on stage or you're in a situation where you're just trying to perform your music and people try to cross over that from the entertainment to cross over to maybe test you in certain ways that, you know, to try to see if you really what you say that you're all about? Do you find that people try to cross that line oftentimes during the course of your career? They've tried to test you in that way?
It's been a few times, you know what I'm saying? You know, a person will always try to, you know, see if it's real or not, you know. But, you know, I've had a few situations, and I've always came out victorious. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man. No. Yeah, I got to have you go into detail. But it always just, yeah. I do.
I ain't fronting either, you know what I'm saying? They know what's going on with me.
Right. Now, when I say this, because I do a radio show on WCNN, it's called Microphone Masters, and my co-host and I, we often talk about, I mean, do you find that it's the opportunity to just relax and be Sebo, in the sense of not always having to be on or having to be that entertainer? And I'm not trying to say you're putting on, you're fake by any means. I'm not saying that. But the difference when you're entertaining and you're on stage and giving a live stage show to being just kind of relaxing and chilling with your boys and just kicking back, do you find that you always have to be on, so to speak? Because if you're running into a fan and they say, yo, I remember you from this, and you have to kind of get into that entertainer mode.
Well, it's really, I'm myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm always myself. I'm a mellow dude. I don't really talk a lot, you know what I mean? You know, I've been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not me jumping back into my entertainment because I just do me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just me as a hood nigga, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I respect every man, you know what I'm saying, period, until, you know, I feel you don't deserve my respect. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I talk to anybody. I talk to everybody. I show love. I embrace motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I'm just, you know, I treat people how I want to be treated, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Straight up. Now, speaking of being respected, you are on that new E-40, the Block brochure, I believe. I know you're on the song Hitting the Lick. I forget which disc is on. I want to say, is it 3? I know the song stands out, and I've been hearing a lot of people that really love your verse on that track. So how did that guest appearance come about? And just talk about, you know, how the reception that you're getting from that high profile feature on 40's album.
You know, 40 like my cousin, you know, he hit me up like, cousin, I need you on the record. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he sent it and I blessed it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of good responses, you know what I mean? You know, they liked how I got out on there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to do me, man. I'm going to do me every time.
I hear you. Now, I wanted to ask you this. Oftentimes when you're, you know, you're as talented as you are, and I know I want to talk about projects that you have upcoming, but an opportunity like this, I mean, being on when you're having even more awareness raised for you, does that put any pressure on you to put out project quicker than you anticipated because of the good reception that you're getting and all that? Or do you just continue, as you said, just do you and let things happen in their natural way?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm raised in the streets, so that's all I know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and that's all I can give them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do mean, I try to switch up a little bit. You know what I mean? I went to the South and, you know what I mean, messed around out there with Pimp C, Young Buck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, got my swag, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, but, you know, it's all West, man, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
You know, that's what we're really getting back to, the basics, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, because everybody's trying to, you know, like copy styles, and you know what I'm saying? So you got to switch up. You got to stay ahead of these dudes out there all sound like you, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah.
So you've been doing obviously the independent thing for a long time. Talk about just what people can be expecting, what they should be on the radar, what's on the radar for fans of SIBO or people that are just introduced to SIBO. What do you have upcoming, and what do you have out now that people can be expecting to check out?
Well, you know, I got the new album called Orca.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The Killer Whale of the Hood. I got a lot of features on there. I got MCA, Dove C, Paul Wall. I got a lot of people on there. Look, I gotta get my list and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I got a lot of people on there though, man. You know, my regulars, Killer Taze, Marvelous, you know, Lunasic, you know what I'm saying? Shit, got Dre's artist, Slim the Mobster.
Okay,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? He blessed the track for me. You know, it's big. It's a nice record in the street, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, when you go in, like your recording process, let's say when you figured out, okay, it's time to go in and start, are you always recording, I guess is a better question to ask, or is it that you're saying, this is now I'm going to go in and start recording and start to figure out how you're going to go about the process? What's that like for SIBO?
Could you repeat that for me again, boss?
Yeah, how when you're going in and when it's time for you to record a project, do you kind of start from scratch to figure out what you're going to do, or are you just always recording and then just have an opportunity to pull things together and say, here we go, this fits the idea that I have in mind?
You know, I start from scratch, you know, a lot, and, you know, sometimes I'm just in the recording, you know, I might have stuff that, you know, that I do when I'm not even working on a record, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just, you know, in there just working.
Okay. I like that. So now, one of the things, I mean, you've been in the game for a while, and I'm not, when I ask this question, I'm not trying to tell you to exit at all, but do you see yourself doing this for a while, or taking more, or going really in taking more of a background approach, or is there an exit strategy, or will we be here in SIBO for many, many more years to come?
You'll be hearing me for a minute. You know, I'm trying to, you know, me and Brian Hooks just shot a movie.
Okay.
You know, and it's called Corruption. You know, they finished the editing on it. So, you know, we're working on that right now, trying to get that, you know, out there and everywhere.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm trying to get into this movie thing, too. And also, I'm trying to, you know, really just find me some artists that, you know, to follow my footsteps. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Is the movie game compared to the rap game, are there some different obstacles to overcome to get things accomplished on the movie side, or what type of challenges are there when you compare?
Well, you know, it's different because, it's pretty much different. You know, I'm in there, you know, I'm writing my lyrics, so I know then somebody else is writing the script. I got to learn that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but, you know, making movies is fun. That's all, you know, it's a fun thing to be in, man, and I'm gonna be in that for a minute. You know, that's where I'm headed. You know what I'm saying?
I
really locked down in the movies, man.
I like that. Well, hey, so let folks know. I know you're active on Twitter and everything. Let folks know how they can stay in touch with what's going on with SIBO. So, any last words for DubCNN.com?
Man, you know, they can follow me on SIBO to My Father Twitter. You know, my Facebook is my real name, Sean Thomas. So, you know, you put in Sean Thomas, you'll see, you know, the SIBO thing come up. But, you know, man, we just staying active, man. I'm going to stay active for a minute.
All right.
You know, it's the new beginning, man.
All right, that's what's up. I like to hear that, man. So, matter of fact, we're going to keep this going, and we're going to do a part two to this in the near future, man. So I'm going to hold you to that.
Man, that's what's up, boss.
All right.